And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live. This is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Would encourage you to join us on our Facebook page at GRN South and Central TX. And want to thank everyone who is tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on, of course, all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. Now, as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. And on today's program, it's going to be exciting. I got two segments going on. The first segment is going to include Cesar Chavez. Camacho. Cesar Camacho. I'm thinking about Cesar Chavez. Cesar Camacho, executive director and board member of You God's Music. And of course, joining Cesar is going to be Gina, Mama Gina Cartwright. She is the assistant to the director at You God's Music. We're going to talk about the 2026 You God's Music Showcase at the Tobin Center on Saturday, July 25th. That's going to be exciting. You're going to want to hear all about that. And I'm glad that they came into the studio today. The second part, I've got some Clark High School classmates that are coming in. And this is Linda Quintero Frey and also Alice Slavin Geyser. I say their former maiden name because I knew them as Linda Quintero and Alice Slavin, but they're married now. And thank God that they're coming in. They're going to talk about, they're both members over at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Burney, and they're going to talk about their upcoming Women of the Well retreat on Saturday, July 11th, and they're going to be calling all women to attend. And hopefully we got some Clark Cougars out there listening. If they are, it's going to be a great second half. And of course, we'll throw in the our class reunion. I'm going on 40 years of our Clark High School class reunion, class of 86. But before we begin our conversations, of course, we like to get started here at the Guadalupe Radio Network in prayer, and we ask that you pray for Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Garionic, Bishop Cepeda, Bishop Ouellette, who just retired, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, our nuns, our sisters, all the religious out there, and pray for our country. Pray for our country. It's so important that we pray for peace. And, we're playing tonight. Soccer, our American soccer team is playing tonight. Go USA. So let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're going to pray the prayer to take authority because Stephen brought it in. Stephen Cartwright brought it in. So in the name of Jesus, I take authority and I bind all powers and forces in the air, in the ground, in the water, in the underground, in the netherworld, in nature, and in fire. You are the Lord over the entire universe, and I give you the glory for your creation. In your name, I bind all demonic forces that have come against us and our families, and I seal all of us in the protection of your precious blood that was shed for us on the cross. Mary, our mother, we seek your protection and intercession with the Sacred Heart of Jesus for us and our families, and surround us with your mantle of love to discourage the enemy. Saint Michael and our guardian angels, come defend us and our families in the battle against all the evil ones that roam the earth. In the name of Jesus, I bind and command all the powers and forces of evil to depart right now away from us, our homes, and our lands. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are a faithful and compassionate God. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Stephen, for bringing that in. We pray that prayer before every share-a-thon in the morning, and it is a powerful prayer. So, but I want to again say happy 250th birthday, America, because it was a great celebration this past weekend. Hope everybody was safe out there, and it's great celebrating 250 years. Now, I want to let you know what's coming up. July 18th is St. Bonaventure's Catholic Church Festival. Father Abel Ruiz is inviting everyone to attend. I'm going to do a live remote out there, I think from noon to one, encouraging everybody to come out. And it's going to be a fun time. I was out there last year, but St. Bonaventure out there on Palo Alto Road. You want to go out there July 18th. Hopefully we can get a lot of people out there. Then on July 25th, the Colby Prison Ministry Conference is going to be at St. Paul Catholic Church. They're actually going to be on the program next week, and we're going to talk all about the Colby Prison Ministry Conference at St. Paul. For more information, go into Colby, and that's spelled K-O-L-B-E, prisonministries.org. You can register there. You can find out. You can look at all the speakers that are going to be attending the event. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful conference, and looking forward to that. And then that same week, July 24th and 25th, our friends over at Pilgrim Center of Hope, they've got their Marian Conference at the Boeing Center at Techport. And that's going to, you want to go to pilgrimcenterofhope.org for more information and to register. And a fellow Clark High School grad is going to be doing the music, Laura Garza. She's a 86 grad. She's going to be the music leader. And Archbishop Gustavo, he's also going to provide over the Holy Mass on Saturday morning. And they got a lineup of some great speakers that you're going to want to go into their site and check that out. And lastly, Fullness of Truth, San Antonio, their 20th annual conference is going to be here in San Antonio, of course, as it always is. But Fullness of Truth, and you want to make sure August 21st through the 24th that you are there, because it's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Hill Country Resort. And I guarantee you that is going to be a great time. I'll have my table out there doing a couple of live remotes out there, talking to a lot of the speakers that are going to be there. Chris Stefanik, Dr. Edward Shree, Father Carlos Martins. I mean, Father Ken Geraci. Every time I see Father Ken Geraci, he says, are you still in a state of grace? And yes, I am, Father. Father Ken Geraci is going to be there. It's going to be a fun time. Dave and Lauren Moore are going to provide the music. And of course, Bishop Gary Yannick is going to preside over Mass on Sunday. It's beautiful. It's a great time. Go to fullnessoftruth.org for more information and to register. It's a beautiful, beautiful place out there at the Hyatt Regency Hill Country Resort. And just like that, Mama Gina, I told you and Cesar that I would finish in 7 minutes, and it's 7 minutes after the hour. So let's turn to it. Let's get our first segment going. Cesar Camacho, executive director and board member of You God's Music, and Mama Gina Cartwright, assistant to the director. And Mama Gina's out at St. Jerome, and Cesar, you're out at Prince of Peace. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. Thank you so much for having us today. It's an honor to be here, and we'd like to share what God has been doing for us here in You God's Music.
Beautiful. And Mama Gina, how are you doing?
Well, I'm just excited to be here. We want to invite your listeners to this incredible celebration of faith and music. I think it's St. Augustine that says, to sing is to pray twice. And so,
to sing, yes. I've heard twice. I've heard three times.
With everybody singing, I think it's multiplied.
Absolutely. Now, Cesar, tell us about You God's Music. And there are probably listeners out there who don't know about You God's Music. Let's inform them about what it's about.
Absolutely. But truly, we appreciate your warm hospitality and the opportunity to introduce You God's Music. Well, the visionary behind You God's Music was Father Rudolfo Caballero. At that time, he was our pastor there at Prince of Peace. I'm a parishioner at Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
And back in 2017, I was his stewardship director. And his dream was to create a platform where talented Christian artists could be discovered and developed and share their God-given gifts with the world. There were so many choir directors and music directors within our churches that just didn't have the opportunity to have a platform to be able to inspire people with their talent. So his vision was to lay a foundation for us to build a platform, a website, where international Christian music artists from all over the world could dedicate and glorify God through their music and just provide an opportunity for emerging artists to minister on a world-class stage. So Father Caballero, many of you know, now he's a pastor at Holy Trinity. He's just a gifted leader, an exceptional innovator, and just a man of deep faith whose passion for evangelization continues to shape the mission of You God's Music. So he and a friend, Laura Gates, a talented woman whose career is marked by unparalleled achievements and made a profound commitment to You God's Music, She brought wealth of experience, and she really helped us in regards to getting our website together. And at that time, at Prince of Peace, I told Father, well, I think it's a great idea,
yeah.
And you're just going to have to find somebody that's going to have to manage it, produce it, be your executive director. Who could that be? And he says, you're going to be
you.
That's right.
Guess who it's going to be, Caesar? So, it's going to be you.
I couldn't argue with him. So yeah. Today, the vision continues. We're in our eighth year of You, God's Music, and just a wow. place where Christian superstars are discovered. And we're just so pleased. This year, we had over 1,000 that auditioned for this wow. year's event. And it's just a blessing to be able to do this. Talented Christian artists that we come to know from yeah. from the United States. We've got some that are here from Texas, North Carolina, from California, from just all over that have submitted their auditions. And now we're in the top five finals right now. And so you can go to our website and you can see our top five that are competing right now where the audience is voting online.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Mama Gina, tell me about this. What's it been like watching this ministry grow?
Well, I have to tell you, first of all, he didn't mean to disregard Minnesota and the Australian that we're bringing over.
Nice.
And, you know, Jesus told us to go and spread the good news, and he didn't say, you know, it just has to be talking. It can be anything that gathers
right.
the people's attention, and we're really trying to do that. And as a person that really can't sing, I really enjoy, you know, watching. You know, I'm one of those, they look at me at church and say, would you quit singing? And I'm saying, no, the Lord loves it. Just leave me alone.
That's right.
But it's been so amazing. You know, you gather all these different, it's very ecumenical, Gordy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
there's Christians from all over the world. And we, it's just amazing to watch how God works. And we've seen those lives change and artists encouraged and churches strengthened and communities come together to support the Christian music. And every year we just like stand back in amazement. Because, you know, God continues to exceed our expectations. I know that I've kept in touch with a lot of, right. not just the finalists, but their families and our volunteers. It just kind of helps. It does build the church.
And Mama Jean, this is for all Christians, right?
All
you
Christians.
Don't have to just be Catholic or Methodist or whatever.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
for everybody.
Yeah. You it's like American Idol for Christians, you
yeah.
know. That's cool. And we
that's
all
a good
love
way
God.
Of pointing it. It's like American Idol for Christians.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
love that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not Simon Cowell or whoever's doing it now, Katy Perry. I don't know anymore. But
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't watch that one.
We have some great judges, so I'm gonna let Caesar talk about that.
Yeah, because Caesar, tell us how the competition actually works.
So as I mentioned, we've had over thousands of auditions where we receive the auditions and our judges select who's going to compete in the first round. This year we had 440 Christian artists that
wow.
auditioned from multiple countries. We had them from the UK, from Canada, from the Philippines, from Australia, as Gina was mentioning. We also from South America, many of them from Mexico as well. And so this year, 440 were selected, and then half of those contestants move on to the second round.
Right.
People go online and they vote. They vote $1 a vote. 20% of that dollar goes back to the artists. 20% goes to the beneficiaries. Many of them choose their churches, their nonprofits.
Right.
And then the other 60% goes to You, God's Music to help us with our production. And we also support many other nonprofits here in San Antonio.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. And from those half in the second round, 25 contestants move on to the semifinals, and then the top five move on to the finals. And that's where we're at now. We've got people that are voting now online till July the 19th, and an opportunity to go online and vote for these wonderful artists. So throughout the competition, supporters vote for their favorite artist, and at the same time doing a tax-deductible donation, as I mentioned, $1 a vote. So it is a great ministry. We help them. We've had such great testimonies of past contestants that have used that money to buy like pianos for their
yeah.
churches, equipment, all kinds of things that are needed. So it is beneficial, and we're really blessed to be able to help them.
Where do our listeners go to see this? Is it yougodsmusic.org?
That's correct. Yeah, just go to our website, yougodsmusic.org. You're able to see our past shows, our videos. You can see the shows that we've had in the past at the Tobin Center.
Right.
But a lot of information in regards to our ministry and where all the money goes. We've helped thousands of churches in the past, and you can see those all listed on our website.
So when our listeners go to your website, they can actually see the performances and then vote.
So yes, the showcase is live in front of a sold-out audience that we always do, and then we actually record that. We've got a professional team, Sprocket Media Hub and David Ramos with AV Source. They do the production. And then after the show, we spend a week editing and preparing it, and then we release it to the public on Sunday, August the 3rd at 7 p.m. through our YouTube channel.
And the showcase is July 25th at the Tobin Center, right?
Correct. We also have a meet and greet where we have two different meet and greets. One is with the contestants, the three judges, and our host. And the second meet and greet is with our headliner. And this year we're bringing in Evan Kraft with Chris, a special artist that will accompany him.
Wow. And who are the judges that are going to be at this competition?
Well, the judges is really remarkable. They've been with us from the very beginning. It's just an honor to have Jordan Feliz. Jordan is just an extraordinary judge. His musical journey is dynamic. From an early days, he used to be hard rock. He used to tour with heavy metal and became a church worship leader. Ultimately, he discovered his unique sound as a soulful R&B group pop artist now. And so he's our main judge.
Yeah.
And then we have Blanca. Blanca, just an electric contemporary Christian musician, a powerhouse pop vocalist from Puerto Rico. She's now living in New York. But her voice and her spirit just lights up every stage. It's just amazing what she does.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've got Jordan Smith. And I think he's got the best voice ever. Jordan Smith was the winner of The Voice in season 9. But he captures the hearts of millions of people with a soaring voice and a profound artistry. And he's become one of the best sellers in The Voice, in the history of The Voice. So we're really pleased to have him.
That is awesome. So if I want to go on July 25th, does it cost me anything to go to the Tobin Center and see this?
It costs. It's really, we've got the tickets really inexpensive. They start at $19.95.
Oh, that's not bad.
So you can come in, and naturally you've got to pay some fees that the Tobin always charges, but it is reasonable and affordable for anyone.
And now, Mama Gina, I want to bring you into this. Who's hosting this this great event?
Well, there's this gospel singer named Jason Crabb. I don't know if you ever met Jason. He is such an approachable man who loves the Lord. And I know sometimes when we're in the back, you know, just getting him ready. Of course, he doesn't understand things like Bear County, B-E-X-A-R, so I have to help him pronounce it. Or Camacho, you know, I have to actually help him
It's not Bexar.
I think he does that just for some laughs. But he's very approachable and just love his heart for the Lord. I mean, if I had a prayer request, I could pick up the phone and reach out to him. He's just very approachable. He's a great artist. He's a great communicator, again, and he just brings so much joy and laughter into this evening.
That's going to be awesome. Now, I want to, you know, some people may have just come on and they just turned on the radio, and I want to let them know that we're talking about You, God's Music, and we got Cesar Camacho here and Gina, Mama Gina Cartwright, and we're talking about Saturday, July 25th at the Tobin Center for Performing Arts. The top five finalists are going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. And so I want to ask you, Cesar, you mentioned the headliner, right? Who is going to be the headliner?
So right after all the competition, after all each contestant will sing a song and our judges will critique them and vote. And after the judges sing as well, we usually have a headliner. And this year we're just pleased to have Evan Kraft. Evan Kraft is just an international acclaimed Christian recording artist. He's a songwriter, he's a worship leader, a missionary, and just has become one of the most influenced voices in contemporary Christian music. He's really huge in Latin America, so we're really blessed to have him.
Yeah.
And then in addition, we've got a special guest. Her name is Chris. She's a dynamic voice. She's out of California, just a passion for leading others into the presence of God. So Chris has really become a rising star, and we're so excited to have her. And so we'd love to invite everybody to come out and welcome Evan and Chris and just see these top five contestants compete. It's a performance that you will never forget. It's tremendous. It's a blessing. And we always have a sold-out audience, and so tickets are still available.
Yeah.
And Mama Gina will talk a little bit about how we're giving a two-for-one just for today.
Oh, we're giving away some tickets. I love that. I love that. Now, before we do that, Mama Gina, mm-hmm. I want to talk about the impact that You God's Music has had. And Caesar, I think you can address this.
Well, that's really one of my favorite parts. Since we began, you know, Father Caballero had this vision to be able to help hundreds and thousands of people, especially our Christian artists and our churches. We've been blessed to be able to help faith-based nonprofits mm-hmm. such as Community Under the Bridge, Habitat for Humanity, Folds of Honor, and just hundreds of ministries that are represented by our contestants. So last year, we gave away approximately $177,000 that was distributed to Christian artists, their churches, and nonprofit ministries. So it was a blessing. But this year, we're going to break that. In our semifinals alone, we've generated approximately $420,000 in fundraising.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been extraordinary. We're just so
That's
blessed.
Humongous.
It's a great impact.
Yeah.
For us to be able to help these artists and nonprofits, it's really a blessing.
Wow, that is incredible. And if you're listening out there and you want to check this out while we're talking about it, go to You God's Music, YOUGODS.org, right?
Correct.
And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, this has been a huge undertaking. There's got to be a lot of volunteers that you need mm-hmm. to make this happen. And I'm sure that Mama Gina, you're very good at, you know, calling people and getting people involved. How has that been?
Well, I'm like Archbishop Gustavo. I'm not afraid to be a beggar for the Lord.
That's right.
So, you know, Caesar and AV Source with David Ramos and Sprocket Media with Alejandro. Help me with this.
Nathan.
And Nathan Alvarado.
And Silas and so
all
many.
Of them, you know, they know what it takes to be at the stage.
Yeah.
But in support of that, to make sure everybody's where they need to be on time and to get these people fed and to arrange for them to come in, you know, we have... actually, I don't know, anywhere between 80 and 100 people that we need, right?
Right.
And so a very, again, ecumenical setting. We have people from all Christian life, and, you know, we all become a family. These people, sometimes they take time off from work
yeah.
just to be there. Well, because, you know, we start running like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of thing. I have drivers. I have people that... Caesar calls them Wranglers. You know, that's a Texas
oh, yeah.
name. Like, we're not walking around with ropes and then pulling them in. But that's right. just a name for the person that's responsible for either a judge or a contestant to right. make sure they know where to go to their dressing room, what time to eat, what time to do sound check, all yeah. this other good stuff. So it just doesn't spin on a dime.
Yeah,
and
this
I have
is a production.
A lot of people, oh, yeah. I mean, it's... From year to year. I mean, once the showcase is over, it kind of starts over.
Sure.
Right, right. And I am training somebody to learn my job because, you know.
We're not here forever.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we have the makeup artist, the judges, and they're just really great people. I have to have drivers, you know, we pick them up like
sure.
you would at the airport with their
sign,
their
all that.
Signs, and, you know, honestly, I couldn't do it by
and
myself.
And you probably could use more volunteers. If anybody wants to volunteer out there, just call you, right?
Hey, yeah. And, you know, he was talking about the meet and greet, and you got to have people that will be able to move people along without spending too much time. And the Tobin is so great. You know, it's a
beautiful center.
Oh, yeah. And they work with us, you know, help us plan routes and tell us about security. And
sure.
they're just so kind. I've not, you know, we've worked with Callie and Laramie and Hector and the security people. And we really, it's just so. But if you ever wanted to walk 30,000 steps in a day, you can come be a volunteer.
You can be a volunteer. So
yeah.
go to, yeah, that's, yeah. That is possible if you go to yougodsmusic.org.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Caesar, why is this different than, how is this different from other competitions?
Well, it's really not about making celebrities. It's really mm-hmm. about making disciples. You know, we're truly blessed to have 80 volunteers that... they don't get recognized, but they do it because they love God, that they love the music, they want to help Christian artists succeed. So our goal isn't simply just to discover great singers, it's really to encourage people to use their God-given talent to proclaim Jesus Christ. So every contestant, if you go now to our website and watch the top five, each one of them shares a testimony. We've got a video of their testimony so you can get to know yeah. a little bit more about the top five. But every song points people towards Christ. Every performance becomes a worship, and everything we do exists for one purpose, and just to glorify God. So, yeah. I mean, it is so holy when we go there to the Tobit. It changes the atmosphere completely.
That is awesome. Now, we got 2 minutes. I don't want to, music to start and we go to break without saying this. Where can people get tickets, and how do they get these free tickets that y'all are offering up?
Okay, so you're going to post the ticket link at the TobinCenter.org, You God's Music. But I want to let you know, for the first 5 people that reach out to this number, get a pen ready, 210-777-7578. You're going to receive 2 VIP tickets, which will allow you to sit in a really great area. You're going to get to attend the meet and greet with everybody. And if you're not one of the first 5, we do have something else for you. So anybody else that calls after that, we have a 2-for-1 at when they go to checkout. If they type in the words all jammed together, You God's Music, without that apostrophe, YOUGODSMUSIC, it'll give them a 2-for-1 discount. Just leave a message, and Caesar will get back with you.
So that's the first 5 callers.
First 5 callers.
You need to call 210-777-7578.
All right, and I'm sure the phone's going to be ringing, because that's Saturday, July 25th. It's coming up at the Tobin Center for Performing Arts. You're going to want to be there. You want to go there. Call that number for free tickets for the first 5 callers, 210-777-7578, or you can go to yougodsmusic.org to find out more about the Tobin Center and the competition that's coming up.
Absolutely.
What are your final thoughts, Caesar?
Go out and vote. We need your vote.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gordy, for having us. We're really blessed to have a wonderful radio station that has a huge reach of audiences, and we're just so happy to be here.
Well, that's what we do. At the beginning of the program, I say, you know, we basically, you know, inform people, our listeners, of what's going on in the Archdiocese in San Antonio, and this is going to be a big deal. So, well, I want to encourage everybody to go into your site, yougodsmusic.org, and you can find out all the information, see the contestants, you can vote there, and again, let's put that number out one more time, 210-777-7578. First 5 callers, 2 pair of tickets, VIP tickets, that is.
On the orchestra floor.
On the orchestra floor, even better. Cesar Camacho, thank you. And Mama Gina, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Gordy. This is a kingdom-making project, and we just want to glorify the Lord.
You got it.
Yeah.
Listeners,
you help us. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're invited to find hope and make history at Mother of Hope Marian Conference in San Antonio, Texas, to learn about the Blessed Virgin Mary, hear national speakers, receive spiritual tools, music, vendors, exhibits, and more. Don't miss it. Friday, July 24th through Saturday, July 25th. Register now at motherofhopeconference.com or call 210-521-3377.
I grew up in Catholic school. I went to church every Sunday, but I still find myself with so many questions about the faith. If this sounds like you too, join me, Bailey Garland, on The Quest, a pilgrimage of faith, and let's journey together navigating different topics that we encounter as Catholics with trusted priests to guide us along the way. I invite you to call into our show with your questions, and we can learn together. You can listen to The Quest live on the radio or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app weekdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is Kathleen Tong with Colby Prison Ministries. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for the 2026 Colby Prison Ministries Annual Conference on Saturday, July 25th at St. Paul Community Center in San Antonio. Come hear inspiring presentations from Bishop Gary Yonick, Father Mitch Pacwa, and Father Alejandro Trillo. You also experience powerful testimony from prison ministry volunteers and formerly incarcerated men whose lives have been transformed through faith, hope, and the love of Christ. Whether you're interested in serving inside a correctional facility or supporting the mission from the outside, there is a place for you in this ministry. Visit ColbyPrisonMinistries.org to register today. That's K-O-L-B-E prisonministries.org to register.
And welcome back, everyone. Wow, so nice to have everybody listening in, tuning in. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, and you are listening to In His Vineyard. What a great first segment we had. Cesar Camacho, Executive Director and Board Member for You God's Music, and Gina, Mama Gina Cartwright, Assistant to the Director. They were talking about You God's Music and the showcase that's coming up at the Tobin Center on Saturday, July the 25th. You want to make sure to actually go into yougodsmusic.org, yougodsmusic.org, and you can check everything out. You can vote. It's a dollar vote, but also they brought in some free tickets. So if you can, call this number, 210-777-7578. You're going to get two pair of VIP tickets for the first five callers. So great first segment, and I was happy that they came into the studio, and I'm very happy for these next two gals that came into the studio because I've known them since eighth grade. We went to Javi Middle School together. We went through Clark High School together, and so now they are both at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Burney, which I'm so happy. They were both at my Fishers of Men dinner, and again, I call y'all by your maiden names, and I shouldn't do that, but it's Linda Quintero Frey and Alice Slavin Geiser. And of course, George Geiser, your son is a seminarian over at, he's a seminarian.
At Assumption Seminary.
Yes. At Assumption. Yeah. Yes. It's his first year.
He is, and he loves it. He's absolutely loving it.
I was so happy when I heard that, and I know George and you were very happy to hear that he was, going to go through seminary, and we pray for him every day. I've got his card that
you
gave me, and we lift him up in prayer, as we do all of our seminarians,
yes.
And it's just such a wonderful, wonderful thing to see, and to see it firsthand. Two of my Clark High School friends that got married. And there's not many of us that dated in high school and got married. I mean, it's you guys. It's me and Patty. It's, I think, Scotty Cleveland and Nicole.
Yes.
Scotty and Nicole Gallegos. And it's so funny because I still refer to y'all by your maiden names. But Linda and Alice, I'm so happy y'all decided to come in today and talk about the Women of the Well Retreat. And so what we're going to do is we're going to call out to all women out there. And tell them we're going to tell them a lot about what's going to go on that day because I'm on your I was on your website and it's incredible.
Oh,
it's incredible. But let's start with introducing yourselves. You know what you do over at of course St. Peter's Catholic Church in Burney and how involved you all are and how Women of the Well got started.
Okay, well my name's Alice and I've been at St. Peter's for 20 something years.
Wow.
And during those years. Almost 25 years, and I was a youth minister on staff and as a volunteer for 20 plus years.
Yeah,
and just love it. Love teaching and learning, and I think retreats are really important to our spiritual growth.
Right.
And so I was asked a few years ago to help out with the Women's Faith Council, who puts on the Women of the Well retreats, and I said, yeah, I can help out a little bit, and now Linda and I are co-directing it for this year.
It was like being voluntold.
Yes.
I know exactly what that feels like because going through Acts, I went in 9 and then I was director in 13. And so, it was like co-director, then director, but it's so nice serving the Lord. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about Women of the Well, what it's about, Linda.
Okay, so Women of the Well is a day retreat. And this is Alice and my second year of doing it together.
Oh, nice.
And we host it in the St. Peter's Cana Ballroom. St. Peter's, if anybody hasn't been there, is a beautiful hill country.
Oh, it's gorgeous out there.
In Burney, Texas.
Yeah.
Our ballroom overlooks the hill country, so it's a really beautiful place.
So you're going to have a beautiful scenic view.
Yes.
You
while
will.
You're there.
It is beautiful, yes.
There's not many parishes like that, churches like that. And I know St. Anthony Mary Claret is like that. You overlook the scenery, the hill country. It's beautiful,
it's
beautiful.
Lovely.
And our ballroom is one of the premier places where people will have events, receptions, and it holds up to 450 people. And so it's a big, spacious, beautiful well done event center.
You know, and some women out there, they may be thinking, man, I don't have time to be going to a retreat. This is a 1 day retreat. And, you know, we're going to go into the speakers and, you know, who Mallory is. We're going to talk about Mallory. Is it Mallory
Smythe?
Smythe. Mallory Smythe. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about her. But, you know, what would you say to those women that are out there that, you know, haven't been to a retreat? And this is the Women of the Well retreat. What is there? What can they expect?
Well, first of all, you know, when we think about retreats, it's a time to set everything else aside and step back from the busyness of your life.
Yes.
And spend time with God and, you know, in prayer and reflection. And sometimes people will offer retreats that are 2 or 3 days long, and ACTS retreats are amazing.
Right.
But they do take more time. But a day retreats can be really perfect. It's a 10 to 5. It's not even like, you know, 8 to 10 or something, you know, during the day.
Sure.
From 8 in the morning till 10 at night. But anyway, it's a great time to step away. And, you know, many women are carrying the weight of family and work, caregiving, sure, and a dozen other responsibilities. And stepping away can feel impossible or even selfish.
Right.
But a retreat isn't meant to be another to-do item. It's meant to be a space where God gently restores what the everyday drains away from you. And that's why it matters so much for women to have, you know, women of every age and season of life, to give themselves permission to set time aside to nurture their souls. And this retreat is just, it's an invitation to take a breath.
Yeah.
To hear inspiring talks, sit quietly with Jesus, to pray and reflect and connect with other women.
I like to bring this up because, you know, the day really is set by that theme. The theme of the retreat. And so at the Women of the Well, what is y'all's theme and how'd you come up with this theme?
So Alice and I were talking about it, mm-hmm, about just getting back to the basics of our prayer life, knowing who you are and whose you are. It's as basic as it gets. Scripture, right, tells us that God created us in his own image. And we are intentionally created by God, for God, and our worth comes from him. So being created in God's image and likeness means that each of us has a special dignity. We become like him when we think, speak, and pray like him. So sometimes we just forget that we're God's beloved, and this is a great way and a great reminder to have a day to focus on that.
Yeah, and I was reading, it's in his image. That's, mm-hmm, your theme. Mm-hmm. And you are beloved and you are his.
Yes. Yes.
I love, yes, that. Yes. I love that theme. And I think what's going to be a big deal about this, you know, Women of the Well retreat is you've got Mallory Smythe coming in.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about her. She's a Catholic speaker, an author, and a retreat leader. But tell, yes, us, you know, yes, what she's going to be talking about.
Absolutely. So we'll definitely be talking about living in his image and being in his image. But Mallory has an incredible background. She, you know, like we said, she's a national speaker, and she has written many books. But she's been in full-time ministry for the last 11 years. She joined Walking with Purpose out of a deep desire to help women come to know Christ personally through the transforming power of his word, God's word.
Wow.
Having worked with college students in Focus, you know, serving as a Focus missionary, now she's focusing on women's ministry, and it is her dream to see Catholics fall deeply in love with God and grab hold of the joy offered in the gospel. And so she's, you know, she's known for focusing on women's issues and speaking in a way that touches women,
sure,
today. And so she helps women encounter the beauty of the Catholic faith. She has passion for sharing the truth of the gospel, and she specifically tailors her talks to hit women of all ages.
Yeah.
So it's for everyone. Anyone who's an adult is welcome. And she's really good at weaving together scripture and the church teaching, personal stories, and connecting with everyday life.
Wow, that's going to be awesome. So if any of a reason to go, it's Mallory Smythe. I mean, she's going to light it,
yes,
up. And,
yes,
so, you know, as women are out there, you know, thinking about retreat, this retreat is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it's going to be on Saturday. I'm going to keep saying this because I want women to register, and I want, yes, you to pack the house. July 11th, that's this weekend.
It is. It's Saturday.
And so, but there's still room to register, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there absolutely is. And so what's really cool about this is, so one, so this retreat is going to be, you know, you show up, we're going to have inspiring talks, we're going to spend time with Jesus, and we're also going to have an incredible, delicious catered meal by Angel Food Catering.
Ooh, tell me about that.
Angel Food Catering. Karen Bricky is just phenomenal. And yeah. She makes all of her own food. Everything is with fresh ingredients. And it's just done to the nth degree. There's going to be, you know, salads and different types of food. They're all homemade desserts.
Wow.
For everybody, no matter. So even if we pack the house with 450 people, she's got it. As long as you register by July 8th. Then you can
Which is in 2 days.
Yeah, if you can guarantee your spot with that particular catered lunch, register by July 8th. So,
but Father Norm tells us that we don't turn anybody away.
Right.
So all the way to the day of the day of the event.
Right, right.
Money should never turn anybody away from any retreat, any gathering.
Correct.
Bottom line.
Right.
And it's easy to register. You just go to stpetersbernie.com/WOW. Wow. Which upside down is mom.
Yes. Oh, it's also Women of the Well.
I love that. Women of the Well. Wow. Mom upside down. And so tell me about, you know, there is no age limit, right? And if you want to bring your daughter, your daughters, or whomever, your family member, they're all welcome.
We prefer people who are 18 and older, but if you have a daughter who's 16 and wants to join the retreat, they're absolutely welcome.
Yeah.
It's targeted, the language and the way things will be explained, it'll be for adults, but there's not any topic that would be uncomfortable. It'd be great for them to bring their kids if they'd like to. And like Linda was saying, that we don't turn anyone away. And so we have, you know, it's $50 per person.
Yeah.
And that $50 is going to give you, you know, entrance into the retreat, inspiring talks, delicious lunch, and Linda's daughter, Grace, her name is Grace Fry, is a very talented musician who will be doing our praise and worship. So you get to hear great music, you get to spend time with the Lord, and if you register by midnight on July 8th, you can secure your lunch with that registration.
Right.
But we know people get busy. We know that plans change. And so if you need to, it's okay to come. You can show up Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and register. You may not get that catered lunch, but we will make sure you have lunch. And
we
then
will
you
feed
can
you.
Enjoy the whole day.
You will feed you.
In multiple ways, we will feed you.
You will be fed. Wow, this is awesome. And I want to encourage, you know, especially our listeners out there that, you know, you may be going through something right now. Something, you know, life's not always easy. And, you know, I think going to a retreat like this, you're going to be there. There's going to be maybe other people going through what you're going through. You know, family. There's a sisterhood. There's a connection. And what I read, too, on your flyer is that Eucharistic adoration is going to occur.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes. Yes. We do take time for quiet prayer with Jesus. And then we also, as a group, will go to our sanctuary and we'll get to spend time with Jesus in his holy presence.
Yeah.
And be with him face to face. And have time just reflect. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard to find moments in your day just to stop and just be
right
with God. And this is a great opportunity.
And what a great place to go, St. Peter's and Bernie. I mean, y'all are building a new school out there.
I think the
K-Leagues are real involved with that.
They did.
Yes,
and they came on my program and they talked about the school. The principal did.
That's wonderful.
And so, you know, St. Peter's, Bernie is near and dear to our heart here at Guadalupe Radio Network. So I want to encourage everybody to go online. Actually, it's www.stpetersbernie.com/WOW.
Correct.
Women of the Well, and there's a QR code, or you could use a QR code. I mean, there's many ways to register.
Or show up in person and register at the parish office. Yes.
Oh, you could do that
options.
As well.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, if you don't have the internet and you want to call and talk to somebody, you could always call the parish office at 830-816-2233.
That's correct.
830-816-2233. I always say the number two or three times because somebody's probably writing it down and their pen may run out of ink or something.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
830-816-2233. And just to let you know, in case you just got in your car or you just went into grnonline.com or you're in your car and you just tuned into 89.7 FM, I'm talking to Linda Quintero Fry, not Frey. Fry. F-R-E-Y. And Alice Slavin Geyser.
Yes.
I mentioned her last name because they're classmates of mine. We went to Hobby Middle School together, Clark High School, class of 86. We got our 40th year reunion coming up.
It's hard to believe.
And y'all look the same as you did in high school.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you.
Very generous.
I love it. Yeah, I look in y'all's eyes. I'm like, I can go back to 84, 85, 86 and see Linda and Alice.
Those were great years.
Those were fantastic. We had the best music. We had, everything was great in the 80s.
That's right.
But we had the best football team, baseball team.
We did.
Were awesome. And water polo, everything, swimming.
Clark Cougars, you can't go wrong with them.
86 right? Cougars were incredible. So it's so nice to have both of y'all, you know, on my program. And as I mentioned on the phone, it's like here at the Guadalupe Radio Network, we love supporting our Catholic churches, our archdiocese. And so we love supporting any type of retreat that comes up that, you know, we're women, or it could be an all-men's retreat or Pilgrim Center of Hope. I mean, there are so many retreats out there, but this is the one to go to on July 11th. That's coming up. It's $50 per person. Y'all made this very manageable.
Yes.
From a cost-wise.
We tried to,
yes. We're trying, yes.
But like y'all said, money will never stop anybody from attending.
So we do offer scholarships. Every year we offer scholarships, and we do have a limited number of scholarships, but we still have some available. Mm-hmm. So the sooner somebody lets us know, and that's, if you desire a scholarship for you or for yourself or someone else, give the office a call, and Debbie at the front desk can help them, and they'll get in touch with me, and we'll work it out.
That's awesome. And if you're wondering what that number is, 830-816-2233. I'm going to put you on the spot because St. Petersburg, I love that parish. What do y'all love about St. Petersburg? Tell us a little bit about, so people will get to know St. Petersburg.
So many things. So we're really on fire. So when we're growing, some of it's growing organically just because people are moving to the area. But people are staying in our parish, and we just have a lot of ministries, a lot of things to offer, and we have priests that really care about the parishioners, and we have parishioners who are very involved, mm-hmm. and we're very welcoming. We're a very welcoming and inviting parish, and I think
and everything from our deacons to. Yes. To the teens.
The pastors, the deacons.
The pastors, yes. I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing, you can feel the energy, you can feel the love.
Yeah.
Everyone's very welcoming. It's a very vibrant parish. We're very blessed to be part of it.
And our pastor, Father Norman Ermus, he is really behind all the ministries and really cares about all of his parishioners. And he has had, I think, the blessing of having Father David Chaco, who was our pastoral
vicar.
Father
Chaco, I love Father Chaco.
So
yeah.
He just left. He is now going to finish out his military career commitment.
Right.
But we have a new pastoral vicar who is Father
Otmar,
but I don't know his last name, but Father Otmar is amazing. He just came from
Father Otmar Tovar? Tovar?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a seminarian like 3 years ago. Him and Father Rafael Becerra, they came on my program.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they were sitting right there where you were as seminarians. And now, we celebrated, their ordination, just like we're going to celebrate your son, George Geyser Jr.
Praise God, yes.
And I want all of our listeners to pray for George Geyser Jr. He is a seminarian.
No, George Geyser III.
His
nickname is Trace.
Trace, okay. George Geyser III. And so we want everybody praying for him because we're behind him. And I know the first year is very tough in seminary, mm-hmm. and it's very strict, and they've got things that they got to do. But he promised me in year two he'd come. He'd come on the program.
Fantastic.
Yes, that would be great. Yeah, he's loving it. He's absolutely loving seminary. And so he's actually working at our parish this summer. So Father Norm's training like new priests who are vicars, and he's training the seminarian. And he's just been very patient and great with them. And Father Otmar gave his very first homily last night and was knocked it out of the park.
Oh, he's incredible.
It was amazing.
He was in the middle of unpacking and that he really didn't have a homily prepared, and he
really?
Was just going to...
It was incredible.
He was going to wing it, and it was incredible. And I thought, well, what are we going to get
when he prepares?
He broke open
the gospel.
That's a nice wing.
Yes.
Because, whenever I have seminarians or priests or nuns, the Salesian sisters, they've been in here, it's so easy because they can talk. And they just it's so spiritual what they say. They're touched by God, and it's a blessing to have them in here. But it's going to be I think this retreat that y'all are going to have this Yeah, it's called a retreat. In his with the theme In His Image. That's what we're talking about, the Women of the Well. How did y'all come up with that name, and how long has that have y'all been in existence, Women of the Well?
So Father Norm actually established the Women's Faith Council and asked them to specifically put on the Women of the Well retreat. Uh-huh. And I want to say it's been like 10 or 11 years. And we had a little break there with COVID. Yeah. And now we're trying to getting our footing again and building it up again. We've had up to, you know, over 300 people attend at one time. Wow. And now, so we average a little over 200 in the last few years. We're hoping to grow it. And we offer it, you know, we put it on initially for the women of our parish and then our deanery, but it is open to everyone in the archdiocese.
And y'all are expecting like 400 women.
We're hoping.
We're hoping.
That's what I do for Fishers of Men.
Fill it up.
y'all are going to fill that room up.
And with your help, we will fill it up.
You know what? We are running a public service announcement right now, and it's been running since last week, since we spoke.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And I'm praying that, you know, everybody goes out there, because I know the food's going to be fantastic. And you're inviting all women across San Antonio to take that drive to Bernie. Yes. And okay, so it's $50 a person. That covers food. That covers everything for the day. And it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And there's an optional mass. Saturday evening mass starts at 5:30.
The vigil mass.
Yeah, so we'll wrap up at 5. They're welcome to join us for mass. And
I think after during that retreat and after, I think everybody's going to be on fire. All those women are going to walk straight over there.
Yes. That's what happened last year. It was wonderful.
We packed the house. Yes.
Wow. That was great. That's going to be incredible. I'm so glad that y'all came on. We still have a little bit of time, but I want to encourage everyone to, you know, look into this. And all you got to do is go into stpetersbernie.com. That's stpetersbernie.com/WOW, which is Women of the Well. And there's a QR code in there. You can register. It's $50 a person. If you've got a 16-year-old and up daughter, she's welcome. Bring her.
Absolutely.
Daughters.
Yes, absolutely.
If you're out there and, you know, your mom is going through something and you want to get her out of the house and take her to a retreat, this is going to be, it's not going to be tiring because it's 10 a.m. to 5. So if you want to take your mom or your grandmother, bring them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have lots of mother-daughter combos that come. And we also, the way we set up our retreat, it's tables of 10. And so there's just big round tables. It's done very nicely. Yeah. It's decorated very nicely. It's very beautifully done.
Beautiful.
And it's comfortable. So it's not like you're, you know, stadium seating or, you know, folding chairs. It's like being at a gala. It's just very nice.
You never know who you're going to meet. I know my retreats, you know, that I've been on with Axe and Knights, I meet some of the awesomest guys that, you know, I still am in touch with. And, you know, that's what it's all about, sisterhood and connections. That's what I'm reading here.
Yes.
And I guarantee Eucharistic adoration is going to be incredible. That's going to be incredible. So let's give some information out, because this is the Women of the Well retreat. It's going to happen at St. Peter's Catholic Church out in Bernie, St. Peter's. It's easy to get out there, too. I've been to
I-10. Just hop on I-10. Yeah.
I-10 and go west.
Just go to
the hill country.
And take the first exit into Bernie. It's really easy.
And I guarantee you, it's going to be a great day. So y'all are leading this. Your daughter's singing.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
She used to sing for the church when she was in school here. And
she's incredible.
Coming back to sing for us. We're excited.
She's a professional singer, and she sings at like regular gigs in Knoxville, Tennessee. But she's also a lawyer.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
she's
goodness.
Keeping up with her Catholic faith and helping serve the church through her music.
Yes.
That's incredible. So the music's going to be on point.
The music will be on point.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so that's a reason to go. I mean, if you love music and you love sisterhood and camaraderie and everybody getting together, and Mallory is going to be incredible. I know I have seen some of her stuff online.
Yes, me too.
And if you've never heard of Mallory Smythe, you need to go online and Google her. Mallory Smythe is Smyth.
Correct.
Go online, because I guarantee you, and I've had her on my program. She called in.
Really?
It was for another event. I can't recall, but maybe it was a couple of years ago. Mallory called in. I got to speak to her, and she's incredible.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
fantastic. So when I saw that,
gifted.
She's going to be your speaker, and you know, her being an author and a retreat leader, I know she's going to bring it and bring it great.
Yes. We're excited.
Well, how exciting. St. Peter's out in Bernie. You're going to want to go into, it's real easy, go into St. St. Peter's stpetersbernie.com, stpetersbernie.com/wow.
That's correct.
Which is mom upside down. Yeah. Women of the Well. And so Women of the Well, you want to, you know, go online, register. It's $50 per person. Lunch is going to be catered and provided by Angel Food Catering. And it's going to be a great day. Now, if you can't go online or you don't have a computer or you want information, you want to talk to somebody, all you got to do is call the parish at 830-816-2233. 830-816-2233. It's that easy. And you get to meet Linda and Alice.
Oh, thank you. Yes. We'd love to meet you.
Yes. And, you know, who else is involved from the parish besides y'all? I'm sure there's a lot of volunteers and stuff.
We have a lot of volunteers, and our husbands are going to actually help in the kitchen. And
George is going
to
be there.
And Karen's going to tell them what to do, and they're going to do it, and it's going to be great.
And it's so funny because they're not allowed in the room.
Yeah,
my husband said that. He said he was chewed out one time.
Yeah,
because there are no men allowed. Yeah. But they are helping in the kitchen with the serving,
and they do a great job.
Yes,
so it's very nice. So we try to. We have a lot of volunteers, even helping with the food and bringing in people, you know, with music and all the things,
so
we can keep the cost down. Yeah, we have teams coming to help us.
You got everybody involved. You got Father coming to expose the
Actually,
Eucharist.
Actually, it's going to be Deacon Del Uberg.
Deacon's going to do it. Yeah,
yes,
because
yes.
We're actually. We're moving from the Family Life Center into the new school on Saturday. So they'll be moving everything, preparing for the new school year on July 11th.
I'll tell you, when that monstrance over at Fullness of Truth comes by and Father Ken Geraci's holding it, I'm on bended knees.
Yes.
It gives me chills thinking about it because everybody gets on bended knees when that procession is going into the main conference. And so I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful sight.
It will be.
When these women see the real presence of the Eucharist.
And get just to spend time with Jesus.
Yeah.
And just let him fill you and take away all the anxiety and the worries, all the stuff we wear ourselves down with, and let him fill you so you can go out and be renewed and do the things you have to do. It's a different disposition in your heart, right?
Yeah. So. I always say, you know, we always ask God for so much, you know? And for once, just why don't you pray and say, what can I do for you? Go to this retreat. Women of the Well, St. Peter's Bernie, thank you for coming in, Linda and Alice.
Thank you so much. So great to see you.
Fantastic.
Thank you, you're always welcome here.
Oh, thank you.
Women of the Well, go into stpetersbernie.com, stpetersbernie.com/WOW. Thank everybody for tuning in. God bless you. Have a great week. Love you guys.
Catholic all the time. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Every second Saturday of every month at 11 a.m., there will be a sensory-friendly Mass at St. Helena Catholic Church, located at 14714 Edgemont Street. This liturgy includes softer music, daily Mass readings, and a shorter homily in a stigma-free environment. Please bring whatever is needed to be comfortable at Mass. For more information, contact St. Helena Parish Office at 210-653-3316.
Psalm 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scorners." What does that mean? Don't hang around with bad people? No. According to G.K. Chesterton, it means something much better than that. He says that there are certain people who, because they are really pure, create a good atmosphere around themselves. They are truly children of light, and that light shines on everything they touch. When a righteous person stakes out a clear position, we recognize that it's something solid and vital and eternal. So it's not that hanging around bad people makes us bad. It's that being righteous can help make the people around us righteous too.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.
Once I grew up, I was on my own. I was basically looking for something more exciting. And so I thought the grass was greener on the other side.
I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church.
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas time, gradually quit going.
Went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage.
Now I'm back in the Catholic Church, and I have a relationship with God. I'm at peace, and I'm happy.
Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
I'm so thankful for my faith.
When you come home to the church, you're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
It's just amazing.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.